The new model projects about a month-long stretch where demand for ICU beds exceeds the supply, and that could start as early as April 2nd. But the data analyzed by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation suggests Washington's capacity crunch could be less severe than many other states. Director Christopher Murray says that may be because Washington is making progress in what's called flattening the curve.
In some ways, having that slower growth, later peak, puts us in a better position than a place like Louisiana, where they're going to be in way over capacity, multiples over ICU capacity, in a much worse, at least in the current trajectory, than we will be.
The model assumes that stringent social distancing measures stay in place for the foreseeable future. It projects that, within a range of uncertainty, more than 1,400 people in the state could die before the outbreak peters out. The model suggests that will happen in early summer. Gabriel Spitzer, KNKX News.